Once upon a time, in far-off Persia, there lived two brothers, Kasim and Ali Baba. Kasim and his wife Olive lived in comfort, but Ali Baba and his son Iman lived by cutting wood in the forest. And though Ali Baba was a cheerful, hopeful man, things did not go well for him. Finally, one day, he was forced to go to his brother Kasim.
"And so, dear brother, if you could lend me just a few gold pieces so I could buy a donkey, Iman and I could haul more wood and make enough to pay you back and still have a profit."
"A donkey? He wants to buy a donkey. He's a big enough donkey for any family."
"You're right, Olive. And the answer is no, Ali Baba. I've no money to lend to you for anything."
"That's right. You just squander it and wind up worse off than you are. Really, Alibaba, it's hard to see how Kasim could have such a stupid brother as you."
"Well, if you judge wisdom by riches, I guess I do seem stupid, sister-in-law, but Iman and I could really improve our lot if we had a donkey."
"You heard me say no, didn't you, Alibaba?"
"You never will improve your lot. You're a good for nothing. Always have been and always will be."
"Always is a long time, Olive. Maybe someday my luck will change."
"There's no luck for such as you. Be on your way, Alibaba."
"Very well, Olive. Iman's waiting for me to go out in the forest and cut wood. Goodbye, Olive. Goodbye, Kasim. And I've half a mind to pray I never do get rich, if it turns me into such sour vinegar as you two. Goodbye." "All right, Iman. That's enough logs in the wagon for now. All we can haul, anyway."
"We could fill up the cart if we had a donkey to pull it. Why wouldn't Uncle Kasim and Aunt Olive lend you the money for one, Father?"
"Oh, they've held tight to their money for so long now, son. Lending or sharing is beyond them."
"Father, listen. What's that?"
"Sounds like horsemen. Allah above, look. Through the trees.
A whole party of horsemen. But, Father, the way they're dressed, they look so wild."
"Come, Iman, quickly. Help me hide the cart in this brush heap here."
"Yes, yes. You think they're robbers, don't you, Father?"
"I don't know what they are, but we're taking no chances. Come, let's climb up this tree and hide ourselves."
"Good idea. Here, I can reach the first branch easily. I'll give you a hand. All right?"
"Yes, this is fine. We're concealed, but we can see who they are. Quiet. Here they come."
"All right, men. The cave's only a few steps from here. And I think we can safely congratulate ourselves now." "Safely back to the cave. After our most successful month yet, we've robbed half the men in Persia."
"Food's what I want, Captain."
"We'll store the loot in the cave first. Then we'll think about food and our holiday, too. Hassan!"
"Aye, Captain. All right, men. Empty your saddlebags here. And we'll carry the treasure to the cave."
Bring it over here.
"I'll go open the door to the cave. Just around these rocks here. Here we are. Open sesame."
"All right, men, the cave door is open. Carry in the treasure."
"They are robbers. And did you see how that cave door opened? Without that robber even touching it?"
"He just said, open sesame, and it opened.
It's magic."
"Shh, here they come again."
"All right, men. Is everyone out of the cave? Then shut sesame." "The cave is closed. We're off now."
"Aye, Captain. Till 2 weeks from today. Come, men. Let's go."
"Father, that door that opened by magic, do you suppose..."
"It would open for us as well. Come, Iman. They're out of sight. Let us go over to that cave and try our luck." "Well, Iman, here we are at the cave door. I'm going to try the magic words. Open... sesame."
"Father, it works. The door is opening."
"I can hardly believe it. But come, Iman, let's go in."
"Father, look at all that gold."
"Tubs of it, barrels of it.
dreamed of such riches.
And look over here, Father. Rubies and emeralds.
And diamonds. Flashing like fire. Go get the cart, Iman. Bring it to the mouth of the cave. Our luck has changed, son.
We'll scoop up gold as though it were meal.
Aye, we who haven't even had meal to measure will soon be measuring gold.
It's you at last, Ali Baba, and Iman, too.
Yes, we came as soon as we got your message, Kasim.
You two have some questions to answer. 3 days ago, Iman, you borrowed our copper measure.
That's right, Aunt Olive.
Seeing you had something good you wanted to measure. Well, naturally, I was curious, so I smeared the bottom of the measure with honey.
Oh, I might have known.
When Iman brought it back, there was a new gold piece stuck to the bottom. It's not possible you were measuring gold.
Yes, we were. And we will be again. 2 weeks ago, Iman and I stumbled on a secret cave filled with such wealth, you'd never believe it.
A cave? Where?
It's the storehouse of a band of robbers, wicked men who've pillaged the country and have no right at all to the riches.
No, of course not.
Just tell us, where is the cave?
It is in the Onyx Mountain, and the door is near the bottomless spring. Iman and I were hiding in a tree, and we saw how the captain of the thieves opened the door by magic.
By magic?
He stood before it and said, "Open sesame." And it opened, just like that.
Open sesame.
Well, now you know all about it. We can all go there together, day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow? Why not tomorrow?
Because, Uncle Kasim, tomorrow is the day the robbers are to meet at the cave again. It's the end of their 2-week holiday.
Iman's right. We'd all get our throats cut, but we'll be safe enough the next day, so we'll come for you then. Right now, Iman and I must get settled in our new home. One more fitting to our new station. And by the way, Olive, do I still seem like such a good-for-nothing?
Oh, I always said you'd do all right if you tried, Ali Baba.
Luck is all it was, Olive. Come, Iman.
Him? Rich?
Olive, listen. About this day after tomorrow business.
Kasim, I was thinking the same thing. Maybe Ali Baba just wants us to wait till he's taken everything he can for himself.
Why else? So listen, he told us where the cave was.
And how to open it.
All right, it's settled. We'll go to the cave tomorrow morning by ourselves.
Ah, this is the life, isn't it, Iman? Comfort and splendor on every side. Servants to do our every bidding. And that reminds me, something I want to tell that girl we hired just this morning. What's her name again?
Morgiana is her name, Father.
Oh, yes. Morgiana? Oh, Morgiana!
Yes, Master. What is your wish?
Oh, here now. No need for all that bowing.
Oh, I am so grateful to you, Master. You rescued me from a life like death. Many times I was beaten by those traveling merchants, as you saw me being beaten this morning. But you and your son were the first who even noticed.
Those merchants should be beaten themselves. How dared they treat you so?
There was only cruelty in their hearts. And, oh, masters, I will serve you both with my life for rescuing me.
Well, there'll be no need of that, I hope. What I wanted to tell you, Morgiana, was this. I want no one who is poor turned away from the doors of this house. Whoever is in need must be given a good meal, new clothes, whatever is needed. Do you understand?
It is like you, Master.
Will you make known my wishes to all the other servants?
Yes, Master. I will tell them at once.
Yes, there's a lot to be said for being rich, isn't there, Iman?
Yes. If we hadn't been rich, we couldn't have saved Morgiana as we did. Isn't she beautiful, Father?
Ali Baba! Oh, Ali Baba!
Great heavens, what's that commotion?
Someone at the door. I'll go.
Iman! Oh, it's you! Oh, thank heavens I found your new home! Oh, it's so awful, so terrible!
Olive, come in! What's the matter?
Oh, Ali Baba, you told us not to go to the cave today. You said the robbers were due to return.
Olive, you don't mean you and Kasim did go there today.
We did. And I took out some money bags. But Kasim was still in the cave when the robbers rode up. Oh, there was no way to warn him. And then they saw me. I had to run for my life. Some of them followed me, too.
Followed you? To this house?
I don't know. I don't think so. Oh, Ali Baba, my poor husband. He's dead, murdered. I know it.
They caught him in the cave.
Yes, he was in there when the robber captain went in.
Poor Kasim. I don't see how he could be alive then.
Oh, why didn't we listen to you? Why?
Why, indeed. But that's useless now. Iman, call the new girl, Morgiana, to come tend poor Olive.
Morgiana?
Poor Kasim. His greed was his undoing.
Yes, master.
Will you take care of my aunt, please? Put her to bed. Get her a soothing drink.
Yes, master. But may I speak a moment first?
Why, of course, Morgiana. What is it?
Just a moment ago, looking from the window, I saw a man, an evil-looking person. He stole up to this house and made a mark on the door with a piece of chalk. Then he slipped away again.
Olive, one of the thieves did follow you here. Who else would mark the house?
Oh, Olive, Baba!
What shall we do now?
Pardon me, master, but with your permission, I could slip out and mark all the houses on this street in the same fashion. Then, when the thieves return...
They wouldn't know which house they'd marked.
You are a clever girl, Morgiana. Hurry and do just what you said.
Yes, master. I only hope I may be in time.
Morgiana, Ali Baba's slave, quickly marked all the houses on the street the same way. Now, out in the woods, the frustrated robbers await the return of their captain.
The captain should have taken me with him to the city. I knew what the woman looked like.
Oh, yes. And you knew how to mark the house she entered, too. Or did she disappear into a dozen houses?
Somebody tricked me there, I'll admit it, but...
We don't dare be tricked again. Nobody must know the secret of the cave. Wait, here comes the captain now.
Aye, there he is, but... What is that procession of mules behind him?
A whole parade of pack mules bearing great jars.
Whoa! All right, men.
Well, Captain, the house.
Silence! I have much to tell you, so listen carefully. I found the house into which the woman disappeared. Quiet! The woman is not the only one who knows our secret. She stays in the house of one Ali Baba. And from what I heard in town today, he must have been the first to know our secret.
Ali Baba, you say? We'll get him.
We will indeed. And his son, Iman, as well. No one must live who knows the secret of our cave.
I'll take care of that Ali Baba fellow.
Silence! We'll handle this according to my plan. See that procession of pack mules there on the road? On each mule, as you can see, is a huge oil jar, a jar large enough to hold a man. Each one of you will get into one of the jars, and I will lead the procession into town. At Ali Baba's house, I shall stop and ask shelter for the night.
Aha, that's how we get in.
I'll drive all the mules into the courtyard, and the jars, with you men still hiding in them, will be stored along the walls of the stables. There you will wait till I come to you. When you hear me say, "Are you ready?" answer me and be ready to leap out and storm the household.
Great. Good idea.
All right, then. Over to the road now. Each of you into one of the jars. That's it. Now remember the signal. Are you ready? Not a sound from any of you till you hear those words. Sometime tonight.
Welcome within these gates, stranger. What can I do for you?
I am weary, my friend. I have traveled far. My animals are tired, too. You see, I am an oil merchant.
Say no more, stranger. No one is turned from Ali Baba's gates. Enter Enter the house and rest.
You are generous, Ali Baba.
I have been fortunate beyond measure. Will you follow me now?
Ali Baba, tonight you will be paying for it in full. All right, mules. Into the courtyard with you all.
Master Iman.
Why, Morgiana, I didn't see you there in the dark courtyard.
Master Iman, would you leave the doorway and come here a moment?
Why, of course. What is it, Morgiana?
Master Iman, it's that stranger your father is entertaining tonight. The man who calls himself an oil merchant.
Calls himself an oil merchant? Why do you say that?
Because I don't think he is one. Once, when I was with the traveling merchants, a band of robbers attacked us in the desert. It seems to me this man was the leader.
Say, I was wondering all evening why he looked familiar to me. Could it be he's the captain of the thieves of the cave?
One thing I do know, he plots something evil. He wears a dagger under his cloak.
Wears a dagger? When he's a guest in my father's home?
Yes, that is why I wanted to warn you, Master Iman. Be on your guard. Now I must go to the stables and get oil for the lamps.
I'll come with you, Morgiana. Maybe I can help.
A master would help a slave?
Don't call yourself a slave, Morgiana. Don't think of me as a master. Here, let me open the stable door. Now, give me the oil kettle. I'll fill it from the great vat.
Wait, Master Iman. Be careful. The oil in the great vat is boiling hot. We were preserving today. Let me turn the tap.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, all ready, Captain.
What was that? Who spoke?
Why, it sounded as though it came from that jar.
A voice from the jar. Right after I said, are you ready?
Yes, Captain, all ready.
Someone's hidden in that jar.
Yes, Captain. Captain, he said, Morgiana, look, there are 36 jars at least in here. I'm going to try this one. Are you ready?
Yes, Captain. All ready.
Another one.
Are you ready?
Yes, Captain. All ready.
And another.
Morgiana, there's a man in every one of these oil jars. And you know what that means.
The stranger your father entertains is the captain of the robbers.
And these are his men, hidden here, waiting for a signal from him to attack us all.
Master Iman, what shall we do?
It's easy enough to take care of these fellows. The door bolts from the outside. All the windows are such high, narrow slits they couldn't possibly escape. We can lock them in and send for the Emir's guards.
But what about the captain? He can come and unlock the door.
Yes, it's the captain who's the danger. How do we trap him?
I know. There's a dance I learned when I was a child.
A dance?
Later. I'll explain later. Right now...
We've got to get out of here. Lock them up. Come, Morgiana. Now... Draw the bolt. Now let them wonder what's happened. They won't start a commotion for a while.
And as soon as dinner is over, persuade your father to have me dance for the stranger.
Morgiana, I don't understand.
I will dance an ancient Persian dance where I twirl a long scarf like a rope, twining it about each person who is watching in turn. I think I can provoke the captain into drawing his dagger.
And once he does that, all the servants in the house can rush him.
Yes. So make sure your father does ask me to dance, Iman, and leave the rest to me.
Ah, here comes Morgiana now.
Yes, and it was a fine idea to ask her to dance for us, Iman. She is a pretty maiden, isn't she, my friend?
She's lovely. And how she twirls that scarf.
Look, she dances toward Iman, looping and twirling the scarf.
Iman, my master, my scarf swings about you, a circle of magic. Let no harm come near.
Look at that. She spins the scarf around him, but it never touches him. Very clever.
Ali Baba, my master. My scarf swings about you, a circle of magic. Let no harm come near.
Very good, Morgiana.
Very good indeed. The girl can make that scarf do anything. I would buy her from you, Alibaba.
Buy her? Oh, no. She is not for sale.
Guest of the house, I come now to you. My scarf swings about you, a circle of magic. But the harm is right here.
See it here? What sort of tricks?
Morgiana, your scarf is around his throat. Morgiana, look out. He draws a dagger.
You shan't harm her, madman.
Look out, fool! This dagger is meant for you as well.
Call the servants, master.
Yes, yes, the servants.
Another scarf to bind your arms.
At you, all of you. I'll have all of your hearts. Wait, this scarf. Curses on it. My dagger is entangled.
Yes, yes, a madman. Attacking first Morgiana, then my own son. Grab him, bind him.
Oh, it was Alibaba who was to be punished tonight, not I.
That's it. That's it. We have him now. He's bound, gagged, a menace no longer. Thanks to you, wonderful Morgiana.
The captain of all the robbers right here in my own house. And the rest of his men in the stables. Oh, I see the plan now, plain as can be. And Morgiana saved us. We must reward her, son.
Father, she will ask no reward, I know. But I would ask a boon. I would ask you to free her, so she is a slave no longer.
Of course, at once.
Then I crave your permission to ask her to be my wife.
Your wife, son?
Never was there a maiden more clever or more beautiful. Does it matter if she was born a slave, if I love her?
No, no, of course not. And we owe our lives to that maiden's wit and bravery. Go and ask her at once, my son. And if she says yes, may you both live in peace and joy all the days of your life. Alibaba asks no more.